We got two topics of conversation tonight: coronavirus and global warming. Two exciting topics.
What a dreadful subject.
Like a hole in the head.
Yes.
But anyway, which one would you like to talk about first? Global warming or coronavirus? Global warming. You want to talk about global warming?
Don't talk too loud, people might.
We'll be brief. On the subject, Charles, what do you think of global warming?
It's completely and utterly fabricated.
Completely and utterly fabricated. You are going to love this. You're going to love this. This is why you came tonight. To get this.
I've been there and done that, I can tell you.
No, you haven't. Not this one. So,
Don't talk too loud, people might.
Many years ago, I did a rainfall study on the Bureau of Meteorology rainfall statistics and did a chart. And I knew where to find the information for global warming on the Bureau of Meteorology observation statistics. So about a year and a half ago.
Before you go into that, before or after homogenisation?
No, it doesn't seem to show up in the evidence that I've gone through. So about a year and a half ago, I started a study on temperature statistics for Australia. There are 1,969 observation sites in Australia. There are 1,969 observation sites in Australia. So I've decided to do an analysis to determine, according to the Bureau of Meteorology statistics, is it happening or not? And it took a year and a half to do, and there were 211 sites with a longevity of over 100 years. So it took 200 years, took a year and a half to present a study which ends up with a contractual civil bet, a challenge. And I've got a copy of that. I've given out one tonight.
What do you want?
And this is a challenge on global warming.
So
Charles, you say it's all fabricated. And the evidence supports that. And we know that there are major organisations who are profiteering out of it and making money out of it.
Oh yeah, I think there's a lot of
there are. On the search on Google, it's hard to find out who they actually are, because they don't seem to show up on Google. They seem to be shadow individuals, large organisations, that are pulling the strings like puppets and getting this global warming agenda going. So I did this study, and on April 1st, I will advertise in the Herald and the Australian under public notices.
Excuse me, Gary.
Thank you very much. So on April 1st, April Fool's Day, just to confuse them, I will promote on public notices a cease and desist order, which the solicitors will pick up and pass through to their clients, and it will serve. Notice will be served on the clients who are promoting the global warming. So I've done a study which is up on the internet for those who have a particular interest in this, and I have included a contractual civil bet for which I obtained a precedent in the Supreme Court in Equity on either the 10th or the 24th of February 2016 before Justice Lindsay in the Supreme Court for a contractual civil bet. Because with global warming, you don't just add stuff into the debate. You do a contractual civil bet and you take them on, because they're making money. Charles, would you like one of those?
I'm sure you love it.
You will love that stuff. Yeah, you can read that later on. Because Charles is into this. Charles is an enlightened person. So that's the subject on global warming. Now, recent research on the coronavirus in the last two or three days. There's a site on the internet from which research can be done, which is showing up a couple of interesting things about the coronavirus. For instance, in Australia, we've had 199 cases as of today, of which there've only been 3 deaths. So one in, out of every 100 cases, 1.5 dies. 1.5% death rate. It's not significant.
Can I just interrupt? Of course, they said there's tons more people died of the flu last year.
Yes, more.
A minimum of 2,000 a year died of the flu.
More people died of the flu. It's a beta.
Over 36,000 died in America last year from the flu.
The Australian government is making a major mistake at the moment. In Germany, the death rate is 6 out of 3,500. 3,600. That is 1 in 450 die in Germany. But in Italy, Spain, it is much more. So it suggests that it is genetically based. The Latinos are subject to it. The Nordics and the Germanics aren't subject to it. The English aren't subject to it because they're not experiencing those death rates according to their statistics on the daily reported internet.
Well, we haven't
numbers.
Either. No.
And it's not going to happen. You'll get a flu, it'll just be like another flu, but you won't die. But if you're a Latino, a Spanish or an Italian, it'll be more serious because it's genetically predispositioned.
Well, I hope we all don't die of the...
The Nordics have had 1,999 cases, one death in 1,000 cases in the Nordic countries. It's not happening. You can see it on the internet. And also we have a health system which is comparable to Germany. So in Germany, 6 out of 3,600. That will follow here in Australia. But it is not going to be an issue. So the Australian government, in devoting $18 billion, is making a major faux pas. Because it's not going to happen. Those who are of English extraction shouldn't have a problem. Those who are of German extraction shouldn't have a problem because it's showing up on the statistics now that it's the northern countries aren't having a problem. It's Spain and some of those countries, Italy, San Marino, they are having a problem because it's genetic. So that's what's starting to show up. So the Australian government has been too early in doing what they're doing. And you'll hear more about that later. But the Australian health system is on a par with the German. It's an excellent health system. And we've only had 3 out of 199 cases. 199 cases in Australia of the coronavirus. That's all so far. It's got an issue. It's a beat up. So come to dinner club. We're not all going to die at the dinners. So they're the two issues about global warming and the coronavirus. The global warming is a money thing. They couldn't get socialism, so they bring in global warming, but the observation data from the Bureau of Statistics shows it is not happening. On that sheet that I gave you, you will see the data. I've done it for New South Wales, up on the website. It's got all the states, and that's indisputable proof. So I am taking on the powers that be in a contractual civil bet on the 1st of April in the Australian and the Herald, and I'm taking them on.
The thing is, even if the temperatures do go up, it doesn't need anything to do with carbon dioxide.
No.
The temperature rise and fall continuously, just like sea levels rise and fall, according to when the last ice age was and things like that.
It doesn't even show up significantly. The important one to look at is the absolute minimum of the minimums of Antarctica. If global warming was happening, it would be happening on the minimum of the minimums of Antarctica. It's a flat trend line. It's not happening.
You've only got to look at the claims that Al Gore and Tim Flannery have made. They reckon that the poles would have already been melted by now. They made
well,
more than 10 years ago.
It's all crap. So they're all wrong.
What's that?
Anyway, so that's my little talk for tonight, and I recorded that, and I'll put it up on the website.
You're ripping yourself.
What? There are two movies in this, and you'll come back to do two movies. You're on winners with this one. Any other questions before I close off?
Sorry, is that 19%?